Look, I'm very flattered you've chosen me to confide in, but, I mean, all these silent phone calls, they aren't the solution, you know.
Come on.
If you want me to help, you'll have to speak to me first. Come on, you can do it. Just one word. For your special friend, Roy.
Hello?
Are the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, June Whitfield, and Chris Emmett with Peter Moss and the Hudliners?
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what exuberance does for Jeremy Hanley. What a summer it's been while we've been away, eh? John Major has told the people of Ulster that he won't sit down and talk with men of violence. So he won't be going to any more Nigel Benn fights, will he, eh? Oh, and Ted Kennedy's been taken to court by his ex-wife. It's not the first time he's been in the dock, but at least he wasn't driving this time, was he? Oh, and I heard that the Church of England has decided that God no longer need be referred to as the father of us all. Mind you, the Child Support Agency still want a word with him, you know. Some good news, though. Alcohol's to be prescribed on the NHS. Yes. Bad news is it's replacing anaesthetic. More good news, Butlins is offering Canvas erotic X-rated weekend breaks. Now you have to enter the Novelty Knee Trembler contest. No more grab a granny and bingo. Now it's grab a granny and bingo. And I read that Vera Duckworth wants to have a facelift. That's right, she's having it pebble dashed, you know. And did you see that Britain is to host, in the 2000s, the Nude Olympics? We'll all be there, won't we, girls? Linford Christie's already training for the pole vault. It'll all be going on. Meanwhile, I've been digging up the dirt on Mike Atherton. Personally, I think what he rubs on his balls is his own business, don't you? A man was arrested this week for running up to a policeman and belching in his face. But he was later let off with a pub. Oh, no, I'd read that to show his faith, an Indian mystic hasn't washed or brushed his teeth or hair for 64 years. He says he's never had much trouble with staying celibate either. But my favourite story was that one about the impotent male who was cured when his doctor inserted a radio-controlled rod. He said that everything's fine now, except he can't go down the Model Aeroplane Club anymore. What is it, Norma?
Come to bed. I can't get sleep.
Then I've got just the thing for you.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been working on it all day and I'm very, very excited.
What?
It's the biggest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, quick, John, show me.
There you are.
Oh, what is it?
My speech on the Yob Culga.
Oh, never mind. At least it'll help me get to sleep.
Oh, really, Norma? I thought I might get a bit of support from you.
Well, I don't really understand what you mean by job culture.
I mean all those greedy, ruthless crooks who are making everyone else's lives a misery.
Like the water board chairman?
No. No, Norma. People who live in a fantasy world where they can't tell right from wrong.
Geoffrey Archer.
No. Come on, Norma. You know what a drunken yob is.
Hello, you two.
Clark.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Don't mind if I park my piles on the Parker Knoll for a second, do you? That's what he means by what?
A drunken yob.
That's a foul calumny. I can't remember when I last had a drink. Mind you, that's because I was too drunk to remember drinking it.
What do you want, Clark?
Best offer I've had all day, sexy drawers. Come here, you saucy wench. Love the naughty nighty, Norma. Didn't know Wednesday yet was back in fashion, eh?
Come on. Stop it.
I love it when they get angry, don't you, Major?
If you don't put my wife down, Clark, I shall be forced to horsewhip you.
Oh, kinky stuff as well, eh, you dirty devil?
Just tell us what you want and go.
Oh, all right. What was it now? Something about interest rates. Oh, yes, I put them up.
What? Why?
I don't know. I just got a bit bored, I suppose.
Norman Lamont says it's a really good idea.
Oh, my God, really? I'd better go.
Oh, John, come to bed, beloved. Let's play back to basics.
Hello, flowers. Hello, sky. Hello, Prime Minister. Hello, Mrs. Prime Minister.
Excuse me, little boy. What do you think you're doing in my bedroom?
Ah, Norma, I don't think you've met my new party chairman, Jeremy Hanley.
Everybody.
He may seem a bit naive, but he's open and honest, and I thought we needed a change from, well,
That two-faced old Git Fowler, you mean?
I don't think my John would have put it quite like that.
Ah, but that's the point, you see, Norma. Jeremy says the things that other people wouldn't dare to.
Yes, indeed. What bloody awful curtains.
That happens to be my best evening dress hanging up to air.
Jeremy, foot in mouth again. Oh, dear.
Don't worry, that's what you're here for. Now, have you been through those opinion poll figures yet?
Yes, I have. And I think I have discovered why you are 34 points behind Tony Blair.
Well done, Jeremy. Why?
It's because you're not as popular as he is. Ah, but I think I have discovered the reason.
Good man. What is it?
It's because you're crap.
What?
Don't worry, Mrs. Major. I have developed...
I should get sued for this.
Don't worry, Mrs. Major. I have developed a plan for dealing with someone young, dynamic and thrusting like Mr. Blair. And I'm sure it is the right thing.
That's my boy. Now, what are you going to do?
Vote for him, of course.
Yes.
Get out,
I'll give you exuberance.
You,
get out of
here. You wouldn't hit a man with rose-tinted glasses, would you?
Get out of my bed.
Mr. Paisley. Mr.
Yes.
Paisley.
Yes.
I understand you've got a new plan for ensuring a way of receiving a better welcome and a longer stay next time you visit number 10.
Yes, I have.
Well, what is it?
I'm changing religions. Next time I knock on the door, I'm going to say I'm a Jehovah's Witness. All right, sunshine, hold it. I'm arresting you on charges of possessing illegal substances.
Do you know who I am?
No, do you?
Yes, I am the Marquess of Bristol, I am.
Well, even so, Sonny boy, you are under arrest.
But you can't nick me. I come from a long line of fine, upstanding Bristols.
Well, there you go. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to accompany me to the station.
You'll never catch me, copper.
Oi! Oi! Stop!
You're not arresting me this time.
But you're a spoilt, overpaid yob who takes drugs and runs as fast as he can at the first sign of trouble. For the good of the country, there's only one place for you.
What, in jail?
No, in the British athletics team. I don't know. I can't work this out at all, Doris.
Oh, what's that, Sid?
Well, I've just found nearly 8 million to save that statue of the Three Graces. The new British Library building's costing 450 million.
Yeah.
And the Channel Tunnel's now costing 11 billion.
Well, it's good to know there's so much money around.
Yeah. It's just that we're both sat in the scullery with the lights out in case the bailiffs arrive.
Yeah.
Don't you just love this? Each day keeps getting harder. Life's emptier than our larder. Some rise above this. Those folk like J. Paul Getty treat money like confetti.
While MPs up their way
ages, our dole's been stopped.
I've searched those jobs out and walked until I've dropped.
Yes, so have I.
Right, take those three graces. That's what the nation bought us. Well, thanks, that will support us. What can they think we need?
Yes, indeed.
That's what we need with kids to feed.
What we've been through's just appalling.
But one thing we're still grateful for, with bailiffs calling. We sold the lot all last week. Well, what an amazing few months it's been for the newspapers, eh? The Express launching its own credit card, just like American Express, only nobody takes it. The Times down to 20 pence, but the Sun's still Britain's cheapest journalism. At some stage, all the papers seem to have been in trouble with the Press Complaints Commission. But what really happens at these knuckle-wrapping sessions? The headlines hacks tilted their trilbies, buttoned up their dirty macs, and went to find out.
And you, gentlemen, are publisher and editor of The Filth on Sunday.
That's right, Mrs. I am Duncan Disorderly. Publisher of all the news not fit for a family newspaper.
And I'm Les Avenother, editor and part-time pervert.
Part-time?
Well, I don't always make an excuse and leave, know what I mean?
Well, I have to tell you, gentlemen, we've been getting regular complaints about you.
Oh, yeah, I'm always regular, you know. I put it down to the White Shield with the Guinea Chasers myself.
For instance, look at this headline, Fergie strapped for cash.
I don't know, the thing she does for money, eh? I ask.
And the thing she does for free.
Say no more.
And we've had a lot of complaints about your story concerning the next mayor of Liverpool being an ex-prostitute.
All we said was they wanted someone who knew how to get money out of a cabinet minister.
And you also claim that whenever Prince Charles committed adultery, he practiced safe sex.
That's right. He always wore a rubber plant. Always.
Which reminds me...
It's lovely stuff, you know.
Was it really necessary to publicise that the French town of Condom is trying to attract holidaymakers?
Well, they're organising package of three tours, you know.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Open a window, somebody.
You were saying...
And what about the survey complaining that husbands who help with the vacuuming are rewarded with extra sex?
Well, it's true, but it don't half hurt when you try and get the nozzle off afterwards.
It does, and he's got the skulls to prove it, I tell you. With exclusive photos.
Yep.
Yeah, let's move on, shall we? Just look at this. Even the way you approach serious events. Bosnia visit. Hope. Pulls out at the last minute.
Well, nice to see he practices what he preaches, isn't it?
And even more tasteless was this item. Samantha Fox says God is proud of her for posing topless.
Well, it's the singing he'll never forgive her for. Yes! The rest of the press council are on our side. Listen to that.
Well, finally, you ran this unforgivable tale that Prince Edward and his girlfriend have ended their relationship.
Well, our sources told us that they were incompatible.
Right.
She wanted a fairy tale romance.
And he didn't know how to give her one.
That's right.
Well, I've never heard such a collection of half-truths, innuendo and downright lies. You do realise what this means, don't you?
We've been censured again.
Yes. It's no wonder you're the biggest selling paper in Britain. Same time next week.
All right, next week.
Oh, breakfast with the Blairs. A morning in the life of your average, everyday Labour leader.
Good-looking Tony Blair, played by me without the aid of makeup... lives the life of married bliss with his wife, Sherry, daughter of that famous scouse git, Tony Booth, of today. And their three young children, Ewan, Nicky and Catherine, in a rambling Islington house, played by Richard Clegg without the aid of scaffolds.
story begins as Cherry is preparing breakfast for her family and their house guest, John Prescott, played by Roy Hudd without the aid of a BBC fee. Prescott has bummed a bed for the night with the Blairs to save on his hotel expenses. All is peace and tranquility.
Madrid, Ewan, will you shut it? Your brackies are ready. And if you're playing frisbees with your dad's Clifford LPs, I'll flatten you.
All right, Cherry. Do I detect smell of a good Northern fry up on the go?
No, Prescott, that's the next door's bonfire. You've got muesli with soya milk followed by croissants and tofu.
Fizzing hell, that's bloody Ponce's food, that is. Where's the black pudding?
I'm talking to him.
Oh.
Sit down and drink your freshly squeezed Florida orange juice. What tea would you like? Earl Grey, Darjeeling, or Lapsang Soosong.
No, I only like PG tips, but don't worry, I've got a tea bag in my pocket. I squeezed out last night. I dried it on your radiator.
You what?
It's all right, a quick squirt of Mr. Muscle should get the brown stain off it, don't worry. Ah, morning, Tone. Did you sleep well?
You'll have to wait till Alistair Campbell, his press officer, gets here for your answer. You and Nicky, I won't tell you again.
Yeah.
Catherine, you are that bog, yes. I don't use too much toothpaste today. She likes that baking soda one. Yesterday when she come down for breakfast, we thought she got rabies. Is that you, Alistair?
Dude, it's Jimmy now.
What do you want? What do you want?
Do you think I could come in? Only I don't like conducting business through a letterbox.
I suppose so.
Aye, aye, what do you want, Jimmy?
I've come to see the engine driver, not the stoker.
Oh. I'll smack him in the mouth in a minute, I swear it.
Hey, Tony, I'd like to know if my members can rely on you to publicly denounce this present government's deplorable attitude towards your ongoing dispute with rail track management.
That's all you'll get out of him till his press officer gets here.
Look, Tony, can't you at least show your support by writing to rail track and telling them what conniving, hypocritical, greedy, tight-fisted scumbags they are?
I told you, you'll have to wait till Alistair Campbell gets here.
I can't wait. I've got an Intercity 125 double parked outside. Now, come on, Tony, can't you at least tell me whether you support my signalman or the management? I'm not really sure.
Oh!
Fizzing hell. He spoke. Will Tony Blair utter any more words? Or will he leave all the talking in future to Alistair Campbell, the Labour Party's answer to Doris Stokes? Tune into this spot on future Hudlines for Breakfast with the Blairs.
In the meantime, listeners might be interested in a Hudlines exclusive record offer on the Roy Tell label, the Tony Blair Songbook. Just send us your pension book and a packet of rich tea fingers for this exciting album. And remember, the Tony Blair Songbook is not available in the shops.
And here's just one of the many wonderful tracks to be found on the Tony Blair Songbook.
As he walks along the Woolworth Road with his hooter in the air, you can hear the girls declare, look, it must be Tony Blair, cos he's debonair, with nice brown hair, and he looks as if he couldn't care. And he's walking down the middle of the road, mate.
$99, $100. There we are, Philip. One's profits from the Palace souvenir shop. 2.5 million, three buttons, a washer and, 34p in drachma.
Well, every little helps. Bung them in the Windsor Castle tea caddy and I'll pop down to Coots with our slice. The 2.5 big ones. Very good idea, this, selling family trinkets to the hoi polloi. Like that Princess Anne loofah. Really scratchy, that one, yeah.
The Prince Andrew soap on a rope.
Yes.
Oh, and what was the one for Margaret?
A sponge. I tell you, old girl, how these pinkos can say you waste money. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Oh, come on, Diana. It's good to talk. Oh, God. I hope she didn't reverse the belly charges again. Bad enough having to chip in 20 grand to the confounded phone bill.
Yes, Philip. Who exactly is it you know with an 0898 number?
I'll get this money into the joint account. Oh, good dear, who left this confounded nude statue here?
Yeah. Oh, crikey.
Charles! What are you doing, boy? Where's your belly fig leaf?
Ooh, greetings, Pops. Peace, love, and agreeable views, man.
Not from where I'm standing there, not, boy. What the devil are you playing at?
Ooh, heavy vibes, man. One's letting it all hang out.
Yes, we can see that, Dan. Is this something to do with those foreign photographs?
Well, crikey, mater, they said one had the body of a Greek god. I mean, what do you think? Apollo? Zeus? Pollux?
Sounds like them to me, boy, yes. Body of a Greek god, eh? Well, we all know where you got that from, don't we?
Riley, Philip, one sure we don't. Charles, do try not to move, dear. You know how short-sighted the corgis are.
Yes, especially when they're looking for their little tiny rubber bone there.
Too much, man, like a swinging...
Yes, well, try and make sure it doesn't, won't you now? Can't you be more careful about how you get in the papers, boy? There's enough bother about the Workshire deadbeats we put up. I mean, you know, people like...
Mumsy, Pops, how bonitavard are your dolly old eeks again? Can one borrow a chandelier for my spare bedroom?
Oh, Edward, I've been looking for you. Your rent boy.
Hmm?
It's 10 weeks behind.
Oh!
That's £25 you owe us.
Well, heavy bread, man.
Edward, dear, if you can't afford the rent, why not move somewhere cheaper, like...
Hampton Court. Yeah.
It will be if you don't put some clothes on, Charles, I promise you.
Oh, Chazza. Oh! What are you doing, trolling around the Lafayette in your birthday Leucoddy? Oh, very botch. Oh, get up!
Oh, do stop it, you two. Edward, what would Sophie think if she saw you being chased by a naked prince?
Probably wonder why it never happens to her, I suppose. Come on, boy, haven't you got some work to do?
Oh, Natch Pops, us media omies are always moving and shaking. My mobile. Yeah? Hi, super, let's do sushi, this could be mega. Mmm, bona to Polari hearted. Ciao, ciao. Mmm.
Who was that?
I don't know. She didn't say anything.
Come along with me, Edward. Wedgwood have just delivered the latest family souvenir of you.
Oh!
For some reason, they've done you as a teapot.
Oh!
Ooh, one doesn't know, Peter. These belly photos of one and now this confounded Camilla book.
Got your copy, have you?
Yes.
Won't be the first time you've had it between soft covers, will it? Now, come on. Come on, Charles. Put some blasted togs on. Are these your boxer shorts on the floor here?
Why?
There, all pink and mauve and crumpled.
Well, one doesn't think so, but we'll just straighten them out.
I'll help you, sir.
Ow! Ow! Get off, you bare-faced meat and two vegetarian. I don't want to see that much of the hair to the throne. Watch your boys. Anyone using this dog and bone, I've got to give a tinkle to that Ladbroke's results line.
Ah, that explains the size of the belly phone bill. Queen Mar-in-law, don't you realise they're checking our spending?
Oh, nothing new in that, Philosane. No, when me and Bertie was landlord, old place was full of them grease and flavour scroungers. Oh, some mornings queue for the bathroom went right down the mole. That's why we had the fountain put in.
Oh, so even you had to economise.
Oh, yes, dear. But it didn't do no good, like they says. You watch the pennies and the pence will take care of itself. Of course, you can't do that. Just have to cash in. Make the most of your assets.
You mean sell things? Get rid of one's antique furniture?
No, Charlie dear. Hang on to your Auburn scepter and join the Chippendales.
Ulster's a wonderful spot. For we used to have bombs here, but now we do not. The IRA ceasefire has held for 10 days. There are rumors of terrorists mending their ways. I'll grant you the loyalists did plant one or two, just in case the good news turned out not to be true. But the way things are going, this Ulster could be where the people are happy and peaceful and free. Now you hear the same question on every street. Is it permanent ceasefire or merely complete? We've barely begun, there's a mountain to climb. Can we please take forever, a day at a time? The tin hats are off and the berries are on. Though I'll grant you we all wish the soldiers were gone. But at least it's a start, and one day we might be where the people we love can be peaceful and free.
And finally, Scott Press.
Researchers have shown that cows give extra milk if you stroke them and call them darling.
That's nothing new. I get the same response from my milkman.
The government has announced new restrictions on the transport of live animals.
So, no more away matches for Millwall, eh?
A survey of foreign girls said they found British men to be the worst lovers.
How can they tell that in just 2 minutes, eh? Well, it took longer for them to get the joke than 2 minutes.
A plumber was jailed for having 4 wives.
Yeah, he can't start his sentence today, but he's promised to get there as soon as he can.
After laying eggs for 5 years, a hen has changed its sex.
It's true. He's now got a cocker where his doodle-doo used to be.
And that's the end of the Scott Press.
But I'll be back next week unless I'm completely exposed in a German magazine. Ta-da, whatever!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Moss and the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman, Mark Brissenden, Alex Stepanyuk, Nick R. Thomas, D.A. Barham, Rob Colley, Tony Farrer and Mark Blake, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Carl Tollison, John Holland, Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Kevin Kerr, Paul Harrison, Robert Linford and Terry Godin, Christine Keeler, Christian Darkin, John Finch, Ron Pritchard, Dave Dixon, Les Rowley and Tony Wheatley.
All of whom can't wait to practice their exuberance on our producer,
Bill Bowker.